It is June 15th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentaries from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. We also have a video from our OIC 2022 Options Conference coverage. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. We have more remembrances of Hal Hansen today from a couple of former CIS colleagues, a former NFA president, the current FIA president and CEO, and the head of Box's regulatory arm that owns Box Options. These are former CIS staffers Tony Drake, Kyle Unterseher, Dan Roth, Walt Lukin, and Tony McCormick. The NFA has a memoriam on their website for Hansen as well, with quotes from Tom Sexton and Maureen Downs. The SEC is the focus of a couple of YouTube videos this morning. The first is from the SEC with Gary Gensler reading mean tweets as if he were on Jimmy Kimmel. Gensler is trying to explain why it takes the SEC so long to take action to develop public policies in his Office Hours with Gary Gensler YouTube show. The reason is the Administrative Procedure Act, he says. The second YouTube video is from Gensler's nemesis, the comedian Jon Stewart, via his show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, in an episode titled A Dangerous Precedent Law Professors Explain, Jarchese versus the SEC. Three female constitutional law professors have a podcast they published looking at key issues. They explained to Stewart the case of Jarchese, a hedge fund manager and blues musician who is taking the SEC to task for not giving him a jury trial in their case against him, and the implications of this for regulation and the SEC use of administrative law judges to adjudicate cases. Coinbase laid off 1,100 employees by locking them out of their company email accounts because the firm was concerned some of the former employees might make rash decisions that would harm the company, Business Insider reported. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong is also quoted in a MarketWatch story saying the company has no risk of bankruptcy. Not to state the obvious, but Armstrong's riskometer needs to be recalibrated. The good news for the employees is that FINRA is saying, hey, come work for us, paraphrasing the John McCrank Reuters story. Does FINRA have a crypto coin to give employees? I'm coming to downtown Chicago for the first time since last May for an event at the CBOT building. This will be my first time as a visitor to the CBOT building and not as a tenant since 1992 when I joined Bud Frazier at the CBOT member firm U.S. Futures and Options Company. Every firm I worked at subsequently had offices in the CBOT. First Options of Chicago, the Frazier Associates, the Price Futures Group, and John J. Lothian & Company, Inc. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Craig Iselli talks SpiderRock history and growth in JLN OIC 2022 interview. JLN interviewed Craig Iselli of SpiderRock at the 2022 Options Conference in San Antonio, Texas. We asked Iselli how SpiderRock started and what his role is. Iselli started running the business side of the firm, and his business partner, George Papa, ran the trading side. Today, Iselli is the chief operating officer, and Papa is the CEO. You'll watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bill Gates blasts crypto NFTs as based on greater fool theory. Billionaire Bill Gates dismissed cryptocurrency projects such as non-fungible tokens as shams based on the greater fool theory at a climate conference Tuesday, reviving past criticisms of digital assets. Obviously, expensive digital images of monkeys are going to improve the world immensely, Gates said sarcastically while speaking at an event in Berkeley, California, hosted by TechCrunch. He said he's neither long nor short the asset class. my comment. Gates noted the difficulty of recruiting Silicon Valley engineers to work in industries like chemicals and steel production in need of lower greenhouse gas emissions. Yes, let's spend more time developing NFTs of yachting apes. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Coinbase made some Pets.com level mistakes, overspending and buying a Super Bowl ad despite signs of a bubble echoed blunders of the dot-com collapse. Crypto has long been sold as the tradition-busting future of finance, but its collapse is following a decades-old script. Take Coinbase. The crypto exchange went public at $250 a share in April 2021, when Bitcoin was worth more than $63,000, near its all-time high. Now Bitcoin is flirting with $20,000 and Coinbase is trading at less than $50 a share. It's also laying off 18% of its workforce, roughly the number of people it hired this year. It's not alone. Peter Thiel-backed crypto lender BlockFi is laying off 20% of its people. Gemini Trust, founded by the Winklevoss twins, is cutting staff by 10%. The Winklevi drowned their sorrows soon after by playing a rocking set in Delaware, including a Rage Against the Machine cover. My comment, some mistakes just bark and howl at you forever. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Denmark overtakes Switzerland as the world's most competitive nation. Denmark has overtaken Switzerland as the world's most competitive economy after the Nordic country outperformed peers during the pandemic. Denmark rose from third place last year to take 2022's top spot for the first time in 34 years that the IMD Business School has published its world competitiveness ranking, according to a statement on Wednesday. My comment, I have always said the Danes were the greatest. Here's another story, of course, from Bloomberg. Jolted Wall Streeters seek night of solace at Apollo Theater. It's a cause worth supporting in any market, says City CFO Mark Mason, who helped the Harlem venue raise $3.7 million. U.S. stocks entering a bear market at the close on Monday didn't interfere with the party scene a few hours later at New York's Apollo Theater. It probably brought more people out who needed relief, Charles Phillips, chairman of the Apollo, said in an interview. People were calling me all day about tickets, but the sold-out event that honored Tyler Perry and Merchant Bank Liontree, with the Roots performing and Kenan Thompson orchestrating a Black Jeopardy skit, wasn't just about the need for consolation. My comment, there's always time to do good and dance a little. Here's a story from AP News. So long, Internet Explorer, the browser retires today. Internet Explorer is finally headed out to pasture. As of Wednesday, Microsoft will no longer support the once dominant browser that legions of web servers loved to hate and a few still claim to adore. The 27-year-old application now joins BlackBerry phones, dial-up modems, and Palm Pilots in the dustbin of tech history. My comment, I remember having to give up Netscape for Internet Explorer and hating it. Of course, Netscape had its issues too. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top click story Tuesday was the New York Post's Winklevoss twins sing Don't Stop Believin' days after layoffs at crypto startup. Second was JLN's Remembrances of Hal Hansen, which was also second on Monday. Third was the biggest crypto scams of 2022 so far from Mashable. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Generation Z is getting a harsh lesson in stock risk. A whole new crop of investors is learning that bear markets are a fact of life and should adjust accordingly. The wealth destruction over the last few years has been brutal. Markets are down more than 20% from the start of the year. We are officially in a bear market. One estimate from last week said household net worth fell 0.4%. A bear market is never good, but this time it's especially worrying because in the last few years, stock investing has become trendy, with TikTok stars becoming the new investment gurus. Now, many of these new investors are learning TikTok is not the best place to get investment advice. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bond traders challenge BOJ with biggest futures route since 2013. bets mount on the BOJ tweaking its yield curve control policy. BOJ purchases widen to cover futures link JGB zone. The showdown between bond traders and the Bank of Japan is rapidly escalating as the central bank struggles to convince markets that its ultra-loose monetary policy is sustainable. 10-year bond futures slumped by the most since 2013 on Wednesday, with traders betting that the BOJ will be forced to abandon its pledge to cap yields at 0.25%. The sell-off persisted even after the BOJ ramped up its bond buying program, announcing unlimited purchases of so-called cheapest to deliver 10-year bonds for Thursday and Friday. And here's a story from the Financial Times. London markets' efforts at reinvigoration are flagging. Latest proposals to overhaul UK listing regime are confused and may achieve very little. When one complaint is the complexity of the status quo, it's a good sign if the proposed solution is obviously clear and simple. The latest ideas to overhaul the listing regime for the London market fail that test. The UK markets regulator wants to crunch together the existing premium segment that requires the highest levels of corporate governance standards with the more lightly regulated standard segment, a response to concerns that a two-tier market creates a stigma that deters companies from listing in London. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.